And Russia has denounced Washington's new economic sanctions against Moscow, branding them as, quote, absurd. In a statement issued by the Russian Foreign Ministry, Moscow said the new sanctions will not lead to any results, adding that it reserves the right to respond. Russia also said the U.S. is revealing its powerlessness to the entire world. Fresh sanctions, which were announced by the U.S. Treasury, blacklisted a total of 21 people, including Russian Deputy Energy Minister and 9 power and energy companies. The U.S. has blacklisted dozens of Russian individuals and companies over what Washington calls Russia's interference in Ukraine. Political commentator Vladimir Goldstein says that Washington's new sanctions cannot harm Russian energy firms because the business world is not limited to the U.S. and the European Union.
The main idea behind this particular round of sanctions is to synchronize American sanctions with the European sanctions. They were not very happy with the number of Russian companies which were dealing, energy companies in particular, which were dealing with Crimea. So EU introduced their set of sanctions in August, and I think now United States more or less pushed for the similar sanctions against similar corporations and similar companies. We know that, you know, Russian company actually are suing Europe. They're saying that the sanctions are not correct. It all has to do with some Siemens turbines, which were, according to Europeans, delivered to Crimea illegally. But, you know, these are big, big, serious corporations, and they can, you know, even if it does work with, you know, United States or Europe, they can produce a lot of energy through, you know, the rest of the world. And that's another significant thing to know, that, you know, the world is not any longer, you know, can be reduced to Europe and in the United States. There are other major companies, and, you know, Russian corporations can work with them, and they can progress together. And if Europeans and Americans want to stuck in their ways, that's more or less their problem.